I'm with John McGurk, learning and talent at the CIPD. We're at HRD, and we've just been looking through the learning and talent development report, and there's been a there's quite a big focus on face-to-face delivery. And John, I just wanted to get your views on, you know, where all this is going for L&D professionals as we, you know, move, as technology enables different ways of delivery and enabling learning. How do you see the future for the L&D professional?
I think the future for the L&D profession is very bright if we grasp the nettle of how we integrate technology and the personal sort of well-known writer, Daniel Pink, calls concept in touch. Yeah, if we can get the concept right about how we help people to learn, and we can offer the touch about making sure people connect with learning, then we can add a real, a huge amount of value to organisations around managing talent.
And do you think there are particular skill sets that are required, and what's the CIPD doing around that in terms of leading L&D professionals in that direction?
Yeah, I think that there are definitely evolving skill sets in L&D. If you look, for example, back to the reward profession and the fact that reward people, say, in the 1980s and 90s, tended to focus a lot on payroll and process. But now L&D, reward people, certainly high-level reward people, are more likely to be advising on things like LTIPs and, you know, incentive schemes and how you motivate and engage employees. The best reward people are doing that. And I think the best L&TD people are going to be talking about how you engage talent and how you engage the organisation's talent once you've recruited it and developed it. And that's about fusing things like coaching, organisational development, performance management, and effectively playing the role of super collaborator in how people learn. And one of the key issues in how we learn is that at the moment we're using a lot of models about how people learn which are pretty outdated. Some of them, because people are using the old version, so they haven't looked at the newer version of some of these learning models. But also, because we use the same models, we aren't open to new insight from areas like neuroscience and cognitive research, which tell us a lot about how people learn. And when we know a lot about that, we'll stop being obsessed by the classroom.
Okay. And what's the CIPD? What kind of work are you doing with the CIPD in terms of, you know, mapping out that those skills for people?
Absolutely. Well, I'm working at the moment on a project with Professor Eugene Sadler-Smith, who's Professor of Organisational Learning and Behaviour at Surrey University, and he's a well-known former senior L&D practitioner and now very senior and credible academic, on what we call steady state to ready state, which is basically how we get L&D people to develop the insight towards these new areas of research like neuroscience, cognitive science, anthropology, all of those kind of things, so that we can be much more effective in how we collaborate learning across the organisation, because I think that's our role. Our role is to collaborate and influence the learning agenda.
And when will we see that, results of that work?
That report should be ready about June, but we're also going to be producing, we're not just saying to practitioners you should be doing more of this and finger wagging, because I know practitioners have got a difficult job in doing the day-to-day delivery, and a lot of organisations aren't asking for much more than that at the moment. But what we're doing is we're going to make it easy, because we're going to set up a web resource where we're going to get real experts in things like neuroscience, real experts in areas like age and learning, to write really accessible content for us, and then we're going to offer that as an open source resource for people to come in and talk about how they're delivering their new area of practice.
Exciting stuff. John, thanks very much.
Thank you.